Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Acts the Apostles. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter, and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all of you and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, save yourself from this corrupt generation. For those who welcomed his message were baptized. And that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To hold of me, I came to grieve. reading from the first letter of Peter. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now on that same day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. St. Luke gives us a wonderful story this morning. It's the Sunday evening after Good Friday. Two disciples are walking the 7 miles from Jerusalem to the little village of Emmaus. They're talking to each other about what has happened, the devastation of the crucifixion, and then the amazing story of the women who had gone to the tomb that morning and had come back saying that Jesus was alive. You know the story. I know that you know it well. Jesus walks with them, talks with them, yet they don't recognize him. Until they have supper. And Luke tells us, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Many a sermon has been preached on that passage. It's one of my favorites. It tells us that Jesus is really present with us in the Eucharist. That is what we profess to believe. But for a few minutes this morning, I want us to focus on the conversation that took place before that meal, while the disciples were walking along the road with the unrecognized Jesus. When they told of the death of Jesus, they said, "But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." They were devastated. They were disappointed. But we had hoped. But we had hoped. How many times have you hoped in vain? I've heard the phrase many times. I've heard families say it as they packed up a beloved family member's clothes at the hospital. We had hoped, they say, and then they go home alone. I've heard families use this phrase when addictions have returned to devastate a son or a daughter. We had hoped. Or when a job has been lost. We had hoped. These are moments of deep, deep disappointment. And you and I need to recognize and acknowledge the reality of the disappointments in our lives. During this Easter season, I think the temptation is to pretend that the resurrection easily and automatically overcomes all disappointment. Well, it doesn't. It does help us to see things and to see people in a different light. So how does the resurrection faith help us to see the world differently? The reality of our lives is that we live both in fear and in joy. For example, fear of what might happen to our children in a dangerous world. Joy at the blessing they are to us. Fear about the fate of a loved one struggling with illness. Joy in the gift that person has been to us. Fear about the future in the midst of problems, both national and global. Joy at being here with this congregation, this family of faith, with people who care for us. Disappointments in life are part and parcel of the reality of our lives. And the resurrection doesn't easily and automatically overcome all disappointment. It's important, I think, that the announcement of the resurrection didn't take away all of the disciples' fear. Instead, it enabled them to keep faith amidst their fear. Our Easter faith doesn't smooth all the rough places in life, all the disappointments of life. But the gospel does give us the ability to withstand all of the rough times. Fear and joy, despair and hope, doubt and faith. These are the two sides of our lives in the world. But in the end, we have heard the resurrection promise that joy, hope, and faith will ultimately prevail. Those two disciples on the road to Emmaus that day had hoped, and their hopes had been crushed on the cross. And then, the stranger walked beside them, opened their hearts to his truth, broke bread with them, and they knew him to be the promised one. That didn't mean that they would not have pain or sorrow or fear in their lives, but it did mean that they knew who walked with them and shared in that pain and that sorrow and that fear. When I think about the promise of Easter courage in the face of our daily fears, I remember reading about the funeral service of Winston Churchill. Now, those of you who know me know that I'm a history buff, and I would be immersed in 20th century history. He was one of the giants. I think I've read all of his books. Churchill planned his own funeral. No surprise there. He always wanted to be in control. Thank you very much. At the close of his funeral service, a single trumpeter stood at the west end of St. Paul's and sounded taps. But after a moment of stillness that followed that last lingering note, another trumpeter stood at the east end of St. Paul's, the end that faces the rising sun, and he played revelry. The signal of the morning and the call to a new day. Churchill's sense of theater and the dramatic, no doubt. But he believed that Christ's resurrection signals above and beyond all else that our God is a God of new life. The good news of Christ's resurrection doesn't take away our fear or our pain or our sorrow, even though we sometimes desperately wish that it would. But it does offer us courage and hope by trusting in the sure promise that God will have the last word. And that word is one of light and life and grace and mercy and love and peace. That is our Christian hope. That is our Easter joy. Amen.
Please stand with me as we profess our faith with the reading of the Nicene Creed found in your bulletin on page 10. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be unified in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory to the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others, to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless all those whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret,
Jean,
Steve,
Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jenny, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Graham, Regina, Irene, Mary, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Jim, Chad, Angela, Judy, Tony, Gordon, Steve, Jane, Mary, Charles, Rusty, Harry, Deb, Tommy, Zach, Eddie, Peter, and family.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially David Sherrill. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Morning. I know we have some guests with us this morning. I want to invite them and encourage them to make their communion at this altar. The news from the diocese is that this past Friday, the five nominees for our new bishop were announced. And you can go to the website of the diocese and learn more about them. Suffice it to say this morning that they are the Reverend Brian Cole, he's from Lexington, Kentucky, the Reverend Henry Harrison from Athens, Tennessee, the Reverend Canon Frank Lodge from the Diocese of Georgia, Savannah, the Reverend Canon Lance Ousley, who's from Kirkland, Washington, and the Reverend Marty Stebbins, she is from Wilson, North Carolina. You can read all about them. And there will be an opportunity for all of us to meet them in the first week of July. And we will announce that gathering place as soon as we know it. And then the deputies or the delegates from our parish will join the rest of the deputies or the delegates from the diocese to meet at the cathedral at the end of July, and that's when the election will take place. Meanwhile, I want you to be praying for these people. They offer themselves to the service of God in a new ministry. Pray for them that God will choose the right person for us in our ministry. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thank you. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light and accessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world, and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them, and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.